Good. The Rami le Mirme. Some even ask if a stira one to the other. Tanan says now Mishnah Sine Harabarzel kosher. If you have these lulav that comes from the palm tree that grow on Harabarzel, it's a kosher the lulav there. I bought Tanya, the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says Sula. So it's a stira. On this Amr Abaya, Abaya answers like kosher. There's no question here. Kan Shiroshe Shozeh Magila Tadikwa Shozeh. Our Mishnah is talking about true. They're very small leaves, but the leaf reaches the beginning of the next leaf. Kan, the Brisa says this puzzle, Shane Rashel Shozeh Magila Tadikwa Shozeh. That the one leaf does not even reach the beginning of the next leaf. Then it's puzzle. That's what the Brisa is talking about. Omar Rabbi Marion, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amri Lo Tony Rabba Bamori, Mishum Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. So over there, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh. That stay tomorrow is Yesh Begai, Ben Hanes. There are two palm trees that are in this place called Begai Ben Hanes. In this valley, Ben Hanes. It's Rashi Samukli Yishlaim. It's a place Rashi Shnei tomorrow from Shnei Dekolim. Two palm trees growing in this valley, Gai Ben Hanes, that's near Yishlaim. And there's always smoke coming up from between these two palm trees. That's what we learned. That even these two palm trees, the leaves, the lula from these two palm trees are also kosher. And you should know, interesting, that's called the Pesach of Gehenim. That's where Gehenim is. As I was always brought down, there's a Gehenim on this world and the Gehenim in Shemayim also. This is where the entrance to the Pesach to the Gehenim of this world is. He says the Mishnah talks about Harabazel, he'll come and tell you this memory also. You should know that's where Gehenim is. The lulav sheyesh lo shloisha tefachim. The Mishnah says the lulav has to have three tefachim tall, and then it's kosher. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, the Mishnah says shloisha tefachim kdei lananeya. You have to have three tefachim in order to shake it. So we learned in the Mishnah what it means to say is really it has to be four tefachim tall, one tefach to hold it, and then three tefachim to use above your hands to shake the lulav. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shir Hadas, how tall does Hadasim have to be? The Arova and the Arova is Shloisha. They have to at least be three tefachim tall. They have to be like close to 12 inches. They have to be long. The lulav Arbo, and the lulav has to at least be four tefachim tall. Today in order, Shehe lulav Yotze Min Hadas Tefach, in order that the lulav goes out or tefach away from the Hadasim. In other words, it's one tefach longer. Rashi Shein Lulav Yotze Lamala Min Hadas Kishem Shu Gevoya Pemina Mekulam. But if the tallest min, Hodin has to come up taller than the other ones. So the Lulav shouldn't come up higher. So it comes out that the bottom tefach you use to grasp and hold on to it, and then the Lulav goes a higher one tefach more than the Hadasim and their robes. Rabbi Parnach Omer Rabbi Yechanan Shedra Shalulav has the wood of the Lulav itself Tzorach Sheyetzim in a Hadas Tefach. It's not only the leaves of the lulav, but the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be a tefach taller than the hadasim. In other words, the shedroi, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be four tefachim. Rashi shedroi levad she'olam aruchin lamal. It's not enough that it has long leaves on top of the shedroi. Liachas shakolsa shedroi she'enard olav devukim v'yodam boy. That's not enough. You have to have from the shedroi itself. The backbone, the wood of the lulav itself, has to be four tefachim tall. By the Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, lulav sheyesh by gimel tefachim, kedei lananeya by kosher. If you have a lulav three tefachim tall, it's kosher. So who are the Mishnah's mashma? All you need is just three tefachim. That's the kasher. Here we're saying it has to be four tefachim, and the Mishnah says all you have to have is just three tefachim. And the Gemara, Eimo ukedei lananeya by kosher. In other words, you have to have three tefachim and also another tefach to hold it that you can shake it with. Shrashi eimu kreila naneya. Oma shiyotze lamala min ogid huam naneya. What goes higher than the ogud, that's called what's being shaked. So in other words, you have to have another tefach. Like one tefach is the ogud, which tied together, and one tefach, and then you have above it that you could use it to shake with. That shakes. Ma kadi islay. Rashi the market is lay l'shmuel tefach im olav. Rabbi Yechanan tefach shedra. But the machlekes, what we have to have, what's called the four tefachim? Is it enough the four tefachim with its leaves of the lulav, But we ask, no, the Chumrah Dika Shita was, it has to be four tefachim of the wood, the backbone alone has to be four tefachim of the lulav. The leaves don't count. But our Kobarn is no steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah just means three tefachim, kedela naneya, which you have to have another tefach to hold on to it, and then the top three tefachim you can use to shake with. That's the nenu, and that's what shakes. Toshima, Shia Hadas V'Yarova Shlesha. How tall does the rovis or the dasim have to be? At least three tefachim tall. The lulav arbo, and lulav should be four. My lav bahaviolim, doesn't the chud means four tefachim the way you have a lulav? The whole lulav with its leaves. The top leaves could also be included in the four. So the kasha and the one that says just the shed itself. Mer says again, loitz no raya levad miolim. Maybe means the goof, the shed itself, the wood of the lulav. That has to be four tefachim, not including its top leaves that go way above the shedra. Gufa, before we learned, Shir Hadas V'Yarova Shlesha. How tall does the Hadasim of the Rovas have to be? Three tefachim. V'Lulav Arbo. The Lulav has to be tall, four tefachim. Rebbe Tafin Oina. V'Amo Bas Chamisha Tefachim. What tefach are we using here? We're using an Amo that the measures with five tefachim. Five tefachim makes the Amo. So Rashi learns the Yama Bas Chamisha Kosalka Daita Dochi Komer Tzorech Liyos Hadas V'Yarova Amo Bas Chamisha Tvachim. That's the Avim what he meant to say. Like, of course, if it only means three Tvachim, why do I care how big the Yama is? Like, we know in Amis and Achoykis, there are three type of Amis. There's a Nomala Amo that we hold is always six Tvachim. Six Tvachim make up an Amo. That's what we always measure. There's a smaller Amo, five Tvachim. Then you have a very big arm, we have a Shushan Abirut had in the Beis Hamikdash, that was even more than six tvachim, a bigger measurement. But our Kopanim and Amr is more than, for sure, three tvachim. So what is he telling us that the Hadassim and Arova is with an Amr Bas Chamesh tvachim? Like we just got finished learning, so the whole Hadassim is only three tvachim. So what's it got to do with an Amr? An Amr, no matter what you learn, is more than three tvachim. An Amr is at least, like we said, five tvachim, or maybe even six tvachim. The Kashrus, we thought what he meant to say is that the Hadassim has to be an Amma. That's how tall it has to be. And what size, how big of an Amma? An Amma that's five Tvachim. That's a good Kashrus now. We're saying until now Hadassim is enough, three Tvachim. And here you're telling me, no, you have to have the Hadassim an Amma. It has to be an Amma tall, which is five Tvachim. Much more? We have Tafanayme, the Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Omar Robas, the Robas said, Shorule Lamori. Rashlag, Yimchol Ribayne Kleima. Like you have to ask Mechila for what you're saying. Like you're saying something wrong. Hey, Sharul and Lamar means like Mar using me like Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mati, you should be Mechil you. Like Rav Tafin. Like you're making a mistake, Rav Tafin. Hash to Ovis, Shloisha. Loi Mashkechinon, Bas Chamisha mi Boi. Rashi, Ovis, Shloisha Mashkechinon. Shloisha Tvachim, Einon Yecholim, Limtsoya. When we look for Adasim, it's come out very hard to even find has three Tvachim worth the length of Adasim. She obvious karoi. It's very hard to find Hadassim. The way it's supposed to be, it has to be three. No, three leaves coming out, the exact point, like each stem, each three has to be in one round circle, has to be three leaves Hadassim, has to be Meshulish. Three, three. So it's very hard to find the whole shed, the whole long Hadassim, that's even three tefachim, 12 inches, is very hard. But halacha we hold that roiv of it is kosher. If you have roiv of the Hadassim on Meshulish, that's also kosher. A robe of the 12 inches is Meshulis is kosher. But he says it's hard enough to find a complete 12 inches of Hadassim that are kosher. So how could you tell me now we should find Hadassim that have five tefachim? An Amma, we'll never find it. We'll never have a mitzvah Hadassim then. V'daymo shashelos k'lekamon. V'roi v'aruchim Hadassim shoytim heim. Most of the Hadassim we have are called Hadassim shoytim means they're not three, they're two leaves together, not three. Or else one's above the other one, it's no good. So tremendous tircha. Christ will have to start looking a year in advance to find that Hadassim. It's very hard to find him. There's too much of a tircha. Tamar says, Kiyosi Rav Dima. When Rav Dima came, Omri said like this. Amo bashisha tvachim. Not only an amo five tvachim, but an amo six tvachim, he said. Also, oisa bas chamisha. Make it into five. What does that mean? Rashi Yosef Rav Dimi. Pirush Rav Tafin. Came to explain Rav Tafin. V'yama. God Rav Tafin chumra zuti. It's only a small chumra. Dio nami shleshikom. He's also moida. The Hadassim only really have to be three tvachim tall. Ela she meshaya betfachim gedolim. He means the meshaya with big tfachim. Vachi kom lelatanakama. Hatfachim elu yiyu gedolim. How big are these three tfachim? How big of a tefach do you have? Big tfachim. She yekamisha mehen memalam amma benanim shein vav tfachim benanim. In other words, you have to take like big tfachim. A tefach, we always say, is like a handful. A tefach usually is four etzboys. So you can have a handful, a small handful, or a bigger, a wider handful. Now he's saying the handful has to be wider handfuls. That if you take five of these handfuls, it would make a tefach which is really made from six tefachim. In other words, your tefachim have to be bigger ones. That five of yours, should five of these tefachim will make up an amah that should be nibas a sheish. That's all Rav Tapper means to say. He's not saying really you need five tefachim worth. He's saying these three tefachim, that's all you need. But the three tefachim should be big three tefachim, that if you take these size, this tefach you have here, and take five of them, it would equal to a different tefach that's made out of six tefachim. So in other words, just means to say, use bigger tefachim. That's all he means to say. That's what Dimi is saying. Yosef Dimi Omar, Amo Bashisha tefachim, also Iso Bas Chamisha. Does really take an amo that should be six tefachim. And make these six out of five. In other words, takes five big tefachim. That five big ones would make one amma six tefachim. And same mehem shlosh al hadas. Now using these big tefachim, take the size of three of them. That's the length of the hadasim. The ashar lululuf, and the rest should be used for the lulav. Shrashi revi shoysaf to the lulav yeh mitepa godukelu. Who are then that we say the lulav has to have four tefachim? The extra tefach for the lulav also has to be a bigger size tefach, a little bit bigger. Yeah. So the Gemara said, "Veshal lulav kama heavy luhu tlosa or tlosa chumshin." It comes out to be 3 3/5. Shrashi kama heavy luhu lahadas viarova. How much now real tefachim? If you take a normal tefach, how many like these big tefachim? How many normal tefachim does it come out to be? It comes out to be 3 3/5. Shrashi. Kam hevelu lahadas viarova tlosa tefachim beinanim utlosa chumshi. If you take regular three tefachim, that wouldn't be enough, because he's saying now you have to use bigger tefachim. So how many regular beinanim, normal tefachim, do you have to have? It comes out 3 3/5. So you have to have a little bit more than 3. So the more kasha the shmuel the shmuel, go to kasha and shmuel then. That hocha yomer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel shir hadas viarova shleisha. Here he says. Stam yata three tefachim, and stam three tefachim means benanim, normal three tefachim. That's all he said. So he hosts over there. Amar Avuna, Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Tafrin. That we pass like Rabbi Tafrin, and according to Rabbi Tafrin, even though he's saying he also needs three tefachim, but his three tefachims are bigger tefachim. And according to his shear, you know how many normal middle sized tefachim you need? He needs three tefachim and more, and 3/5. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Who does he pass like? Does he pass him 3, or else like Reb Tarfon, 3 is possible? So it's a stira. Now the Gemara Leidok, really he holds like Reb Tarfon, that really you have to have 3 middle-sized tefachim and 3/5. Just after he said halacha, 3 tefachim, he's Leidok, he rounded it off. He's not Madaik exactly, he said a round number. For the Gemara, it's not true. Ey, Madi Amin Leidok Lechumra. When do we say you round off something? Oh, Lechumra. Like instead of saying here 3, if you would have said 4 tefachim, that's good. Really, all you need is just 3 3/5. You round it off to say you need 4 tefachim, that's good. You can be machmir and say a little bit more. Aber lekula miyamrina leidok. But do we say lekula here instead of saying 3 3/5? You said just 3 tefachim, that you don't do. So according to Kasha, still on Shmuel. Do you have to have 3 tefachim? Or else do you have to have like a tafin, 3 3/5? So how could you hold like a tafin, you need 3 3/5? And here you stand and say a portion of 3 tefachim. To see what? And the Malki Yossi Robin Omar. Amo bat chamisha tefachim. Also oisa shisha. That's what it means to say. He meant to say fakert. Rav Tarfon meant to be mekel. Rav Tarfon meant to say, with these 5 tefachim, make out of it 6. Also oisa shisha. That means, say mehem shloisha lahadas, v'yashala luluf. Kama hevelu, shreyo palga. It's much less, only just 2.5 tefachim. Rashi says, Amo bat chamisha tefachim, benanim, cholok oisa l'shisha chlokim. You take a regular 5 tefachim, a normal 5 middle-sized tefachim, and out of these 5 tefachim, like, take off a little bit of each one, and make out of it 6 tefachim now. B'tefachim ketanim, uvehem shiyash loish lahadas. And now the smaller tefachim, like he's being makel now, a smaller size is kosher. That's what Rav Tafron is saying. The avol lulav. We have Tafron Lakuda. Tafron is being Mekul now. Vachi Mashma Nilsei. Hebraic to come alone. Tanakamim. Oysen Shlesh Tvachim. Shani Misharim Ben. After you say you need three Tvachim. Ostam Shlesh Tvachim. Chatsi Yama. Usually three Tvachim and a half of an Amma. Because usually it's six Tvachim. Tvachim Alolo Ketanim Yiyu. Layiyu Ala Chatsi Yama Biyama Bas Chamisha. It's only a half of an Amma that would have been made out of five Tvachim. So Mamish is much less than three Tvachim. I'm saying take three tefachim out of small tefachim that really these middle-sized tefachim, which really you should need six of them to make an amma, make only five of them. So make it even smaller. So Mara says, how small does it come out to be? Shreya palga. Really, according to Rav Tafron, all you have is just two and a half tefachim. That comes out to be three tefachim. So that's what Rav Tafron meant to say. So Mara has the kasha still of the saif kasha of the Shmuel, because still a seer on Shmuel. First Shmuel says, Tam, you need three tefachim, like regular middle-sized tefachim. You need three tefachim. And then Shmuel passes like Rav Tafron, and we're saying that Rav Tafron is being makel, it comes out all you have to have of regular-sized tefachim, two and a half. That's what he says, three tefachim means three very small tefachim. That normal-sized tefachim, it only comes out to be two and a half. So here's a theory in Shmuel. Do you have to have three medium-sized tefachim, or do you have to only have two and a half? Gemara says, and this is very good, like Doc. Shmuel was not medayik. Really, Mikra didn't all you have to have just two and a half. He says three. V'hainu l'chumra, like Doc. He's machmir. Notice he says, instead of saying two and a half, he says three. That's okay. There's nothing wrong if you be machmir. Even though Mikra didn't, he holds like Rav Tafron, it's enough for the Adasim and the Ravis to be only two and a half tvachim tall. But he says a Lashon Stam statement to be three tvachim, l'chumra, that's okay. Yom Ravuna, Mashmuel, halacha Rav Tafron. Because Mikra Din Shmuel Paskins like a Tafron Taka, that the smaller shear of Tvachim are enough. It was enough to have two and a half of regular sized Tvachim. So even though he says other places you need three, that's called the Chumra Ledok, that's okay. But the Maisel Alokha we owe, there has to be at least three Tvachim, like not like this, the normal Tvachim. Vaita. Hada Hadas Hagozel, if you stole the Hadasim, Vahayovish, or dried out the Hadasim is possible. Pashut Hadasim also, Alach Wiel has to have Hodr. And we said before, we'll makish all Dalat Minim to create Hodr to the Esri, that all four Minim has to be Hodr. So if it's dried out, it's not called Hodr, it's not good. And Hadasim Pashut, so the Kastel Mechem, B'yamarishin, you have to take for you, all the Dalat Minim have to belong to you, and it can't be stolen. Shalash Sherev, Shalir, and Hadakas Pashut, the same thing. If it's Shalash Sherev, it's Toyin Sreifa, we're on Hadakas, it has to be burnt up. So it's not called you have a Shear, since it's Oymet to be burnt up. So you don't have your three tefachim worth of adasim, it's possible. Nikdam roishoy, let's say it was cut off the top of the adasim, nifritzu olav, or else the branch of the rashidars were cut off, or ishoyu anofu meruba meyolav, or else you had more berries on the adasim than you had leaves, it's like a possible. If you have more berries, some adasim grow with berries on them, if you have more berries than leaves, it's possible, it's not called hadar. The yemiyotun kosher, but if you pull off the berries, then the adasim become kosher. Because talking about you have a hadas mishulish. You have the three leaves together. It's just too many berries there. So if you pull off the berries, it's not kosher. The ain miyatim biyantim. You're not allowed to do this on yantim itself. Because it's called, like, the rabban is called, some say it's the rice even, it's called like masakin mon, you're making something on yantim. And the way it is right now, it's possible, this hadas is possible, by pulling off the berries, you're making a droid to be used. Since you're pulling it off, that's called you're making a clear on yantim, that's awesome. Rashi says, Nifritzu, Olav Nishrei, in the Rashi Shita, was pulled off. Another pre. But it didn't sound, here, Tak, we paskin, Niktam Roshay, here, by Adasim, we paskin means the wood itself. There has to be some of the wood of the Hadas is missing. Just you missing the top leaf, that would still be kosher. But it's not like by Lulav. By Lulav, we'll mark bit to say, if the top leaf is cut off a little bit, it's possum. Mashenka, by Adasim, here we yell, Niktam Tak, means the wood itself. It has to be part of the wood, has to be cut off. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Lamed Beis Omed Beis. We'll start over again from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hadas HaGozel. If you have a stolen Hadas V'Hadasim for Hayovish, or else if it's dried out, it's possible. It's possible for Hadasim. This is the same halacha we had before by Luluf, and really these halachas apply to all Dalad Minim. And the reason why the Mishnah says it separately by every one of the Dalad Minim is because it has other chedushim in each one of them that doesn't apply to the other one, so it repeats all the psulim over again. But a gozel is possible because you have to have lochem by the Dalad Minim, and if it's stolen, it's not called lochem, it doesn't belong to you. For Hayovish is also because there's a mitzvah to have hodr, the pre eats hodr, it has to look nice, goes in all Dalad Minim, and therefore the hadas also has to look nice, and if it's yavish, it doesn't look nice, it's possible. What about Shalash Shera? Let's say this hadas can come off a tree that the goyim worship for Avodah Zorah, that's called an Asherah, for Shal Ir Hanidachas, or else this Hadassim come from Ir Hanidachas, the ear that robe of the city worshipped Avodah Zorah, that the Loch rid the Stoyin Sreifa, we have to burn it. The Loch Apostle, it's possible, like we had before, that Asherah and Ir Hanidachas, that since they have a chiyuv to be burnt, and the Hadassim also have a shear, it has to at least be 3 tefachim long, so something that has to be burnt, the Savarius Ketusim Echtish Yuri, will look as if it's already chopped up, you don't have the shear of Gimel Tefachim. Niktam Roshay, let's say the head, the top of the stem of the Hadassim was broken off, is missing. And here for sure it doesn't mean the top leaf, it means the stem itself. Niktam Roshay, if part of the stem was cut off, or else Nifritu Olav, its leaves fell off it, like Rashi learns Nashru, the leaves came off it, Oishahoyu, Anofav Merubois Meyolin, or else if you had more berries growing on the Hadassim than you have leaves, the din is posel. Now sometimes the Hadassim have berries growing on it. Like Rashi says, pre sheboy shedoy milyonev. It looks like a grape. In other words, like the Gemara says, it has to at least be black or else be red. So that's a psul because it doesn't look nice. It's not called hodor. If you have more berries than you have leaves, the yemiyat tom kosher. But let's say you take off, you pull off the berries, and now you have more leaves than you have berries on the Hadassim. It's kosher, then you're allowed to use it, because now it's hotter, now it looks nice. But the din is, the Mishnah says, v'yememayetim yomtiv. But you know, on yomtiv itself, you're not allowed to take off the leaves, because it's an issim of the Rabbanon of Mesakin Mona. Looks like you're fixing up, making a kli. Before the Hadassim was posel, now you're making a kosher to be used, that's a psul of Tikkun Mona. That's an issur of Tikkun Mona, that you can't do on Shabbos or on yomtiv. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, come, and the Brisa learned like this. The Pasuk says, Anaf eitz ovis. You have to have anaf means the leaves, eitz of a tree, ovis, that are like braided together. The Vidashin sho anofav choifenes eitz of. It has to be something that has so many leaves that the leaves like cover over the stem, the wood. Choifen means that covers over. The Yezahu, what is this? Have yoyma, you should say, the hadas. This is the hadasim that we use, that the leaves cover up the stem. Maybe it means like the branch of an olive tree. Like Rashi learns, why would I say this? Rashi says, Kula all in a ruchim, because all the leaves are nice and long. Or Ritzufim, they're one after another. Or Mitoch Shein Rubin, Mechasen Hesetz. Since you have a lot of leaves on the olive tree, it also like covers up the wood. So maybe that's what the Torah means in Anaf Eitz Ovis. So Marin says, Binan Ovis Voleka. It has to be like braided together. And that you don't have by Zaysim. Drashi Maisa Shasheris, like you make a chain, She Mukorvin Ze al Ze. One is like folding over the other one. For the Gemara Viyema Dulva, maybe it means Drashi Eitz Armoring, this type of a wood, that's also Kalua, the leaves are like braided together. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. And for the Gemara, Beinan Anofav Choyfenes Eitz Evleka. It's not enough just the leaves to be braided together, but it also has to be enough leaves to cover up the whole stem. And by this dulva, you don't have it. For the Gemara v'yema hirduf, maybe another type of a tree. So Rashi also says it's kimin kliya asuyin olav. It's also has a lot of branches, a lot of leaves. It's like braided. So maybe that's what the Torah means. This is like we had before, the Gemara is the same kash, this hirduf on the luluf. So the Gemara answers the same Torah that we had before. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, the Pasuk says, it means all the drachim, all the ways of the Torah are sweet. And this is not a sweet thing to use like we had before. The Rashi says here, like all stick you, like thorns, because the top of the leaves are very pointy like a needle. Rava says, I learned from another pasuk that you can't use this for a mitzvah. The pasuk says, Tzvi HaShalom Ohavu. So Rashi learns has to be the truth and shalom and peace. So Rashi says, "V'zeh, this hirduf, ain olay emes v'olay shalom. It's not truth and not shalom. Shu osay l'sam hamodis. Because it's made for poison, you use it for making poison, so it's not mistam for the Torah said, use it for a mitzvah now. Tana Rabbonin, come we learn the braids like this. Kalua kemin kaliyah. It has to be like braided, like braids. That's what the anaf eitz avos has to be. And eitz, what does it mean, the tree? Shetam eitz avos kiryur shava. That the taste of the wood of the tree and this fruit taste alike. Hev yoyim, I would say, ze hadas, this is hadasim. Now, the Ritva says not to be gerus this part of the Gemara. Like the Chura, the hadasim doesn't have any peris, it's just leaves. So what do you mean that the wood and the pre taste alike? Therefore, the Ritva says not to be gerus this. But if you are gerus, the way we have it, the Chura, you have to say it's going on the leaves. That the leaves and the stem both taste alike. Maratona, we look at a price like this. Eight, always kosher. If you have a wood that the leaves are always, it's kosher. If it's not always, the apostle. Or the leaves are not braided, you don't have enough leaves on it, it's possible that's not called a good hadasim. Fred Gemara, heichi dami ovis, what's considered ovis, what's considered kosher, what's considered as braided will? Omer Rav Yehuda, v'hu dekaimo, talosa, tarfi, bikina. You have to have three leaves coming out like of one stem, of one place. Like we know that's called hadasim mishulish. You have to have three leaves coming all out, they all come out from the exact same stem, as if to feel like make a circle around the hadasim. And at the same point, on that circle, all the three leaves have to come out. Like Rashi says, Talosa, Talosa, Vechatkina, Shaloi Sha'olin, three leaves, Bekan Echad, like in one Akan, Yoitzim, Mitoch Uket Echad, Mitoch one stem, one Uketz, one Sherish, like all three leaves are coming out of. That's called Hadasim Mishulish. The she'ein oyavis, yeah. And if it's not the swener, if it's not mishulish, then talk it's possible. Versus Rav Kana, Om Rav Kana says, "Afilu trei v'chad." Even if you only have two leaves coming out from the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher, a little bit lower, it's also kosher. Two the same, and one could be a little higher, one lower. Rav Acha brei the Rava mahader atrei v'chad. So Rav Acha brei the Rava went pedafka to look. For hadasim that's made like this, like Rav Kana said, that it should be two coming up from the same stem, like, and the third one a little higher. Why? Hoyel v'nofim mipumad Rav Kana. Since Rav Kana said like this, he was makpa to do. Like Rashi says, even though really avadav it's better to have mishulish mamish, if he has three leaves coming out from the same stem, avadav it's much better. But he just wanted, like the Ritva says, just to show the halacha is like Rav Kana, to show that you could be yoytza hadasim even if it's only two leaves coming up from the same like circle, the same point, and the third one is a little bit higher. But the Gemara then says, they'll know that Omale Mar Bar Meimel Ravashi, that Mar Bar Meimel said to Ravashi, Abba, our father, like, Lohu Hadas Shaita Korale, such a Hadas that does not have three leaves coming up from the same point on the circle, but rather just two, and one is higher, it's possible, it's called a Hadas Shaita. Shaita means like you're not yet to the mitzvah. The halacha we paskin like this: that avada metchili, you're supposed to have a good hadasim that it's mishulish, that the three leaves come on the same point. However, the Ramor brings down yeshomrim that if you can't find any mishulish, then v'di'evad you could be yotzer with this type of hadas, like Rav Kana said. Tana Rabbonin, noshru roiv olav, if most of the leaves fell off it, v'nishtar boy miyit, but a little bit was left over. Then kosher, the hadas is still kosher. Ubovad, providing though, shetayavoysoy kayemis. But you have to make sure the avoysov, you have to make sure the mishulish is still here. In other words, you have the leaves, and rove of them fell off, but as long as you have still the avoysoy kayemis, the three braided ones together, it's kosher. So Gemara asks the gufa kosher, what you just said, the churit asnira. Or Matthew, you're telling me, noshru roiv olav kosher. If most of the leaves fell off, it's kosher. And the Havimina is, Pasha, we're talking about Mishulish. Like, you only have three leaves. So if Rove fell off, you only have, let's say, one left. For other Tonin, then it says, but providing you have to have the three leaves left over, Skuratastira, how could you have these two things together? Like, if you're only starting off with three leaves, like a regular Hadas, Hadas and Mishulish, that you have these three leaves. I mean, of course, these three leaves come up all along the length of the stem of the hadassim. But you have three leaves coming up at one time. So if you have rovavit, tuvit, fall off, how is it possible you still have avaisot kayemis? How is it possible you still have like three leaves left over? If row fell off, you can't have three. You can only have one left over. That's the kasha. Yesterday we learned the providing zone that you have to have avaisot kayemis. So go to Sira. How could you have the avaisot kayemis if you only have one left over? Like avaisot kayemis means you have to have three. So if you're telling me now, Roy, if two falls off, it's still kosher, so how do you still have three left over? So in the Gemara, Kashkiva, the Nasri, Lutrei, Ovis, Hechim, Mishkaras law. Once two fell off, how do you call it Ovis anymore? You don't have Ovis. Like, who Ovis means you have to have three leaves coming up. So Amr Abai, Abai says, Chant is Bryce like this. Mishkaras law, Pi Aso, Mitzro.